Folks, what an absolute pleasure, and welcome to the Faithful Forum. I'm Stephen Robinson, and I couldn't be more thrilled to get this podcast underway. It's been a long time coming. Today marks the beginning, or a genesis, as some would say, of a conversation that goes beyond just religion, beyond dogma, and beyond just theology. This is a conversation about life, its purpose, and the profound impact of faith in Jesus Christ, the Holy Bible, and all other intricacies of living as a Christian. As we embark on this inaugural episode, the purpose is clear: to explore faith. We will draw from Scripture, share stories, and open our hearts to the wisdom that has transcended time itself. So whether you're a lifelong believer, or someone seeking, questioning, and exploring, you belong here. The Faithful Forum is a platform for you to grow, connect, and to find inspiration in the teachings of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I invite you to get comfortable, relax, and open your heart as we dive into the sacred, uncover truths, and discover the strengths and benefits of our faith. Thank you for being here. Folks, I like to start off with a scripture, okay? You'll find me start most of my conversations with scripture because I find the Holy Bible and every verse in it to be a catalyst for conversation. I could probably open that Bible at any point, at any page, any section, any chapter, any book, read one verse, and here I go on a, you know, what do they call it, rabbit hole of thought. I try to really find the origin, the intent behind most scripture as I study the Bible, because I think the interpretation is such a impactful aspect of reading the Bible. As a Baptist, we believe that the Holy Spirit guides us as we read scripture, and our interpretation of the scripture is certainly ever-changing as the Holy Spirit communicates with us through Scripture. So I find that to be quite profound, and I agree with it wholeheartedly, because there's been many times that I've read Scripture, and one day I see it this way, and then I go back a couple months later and I say, oh, I'm getting a little something else from that, something that's a little more practical to right now. Anyways, before I get off on a tangent, today's scripture is going to be from the book of Matthew. This is one of the four Gospels, as you may or may not know. In the book of Matthew, we get a lot of Jesus Christ talking. And I don't know about you, but this is my favorite part of the Bible, that red text where you get Jesus Christ himself being quoted. So this one is very impactful for me, and I think it's going to serve some relevance into the conversation today, where I kind of just walk through the importance of the Faithful Forum. Right? This is our first episode. I kind of want to lay some groundwork here for why I decided to get this thing up and running and why it's important to me to do so. So in the book of Matthew, we got chapter 7, verse 21 through 23, and I think, you know, if you're a lifelong believer, if you know a lot about the Bible, you probably certainly know about this scripture. You probably know it very well. You've probably discussed it quite a bit, because it's a very deep and almost, I would say, scary piece of scripture for many Christians, because it's something, as a believer, you never want to hear when you reach the gates, when you get to heaven's gates. So Jesus says in verse 21, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does thy will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Holy smokes, right? By the way, I'm reading from the New King James translation. There's a lot of translations out there, and I'm sure we'll do a whole episode about the conversation around translations, but I just wanted to tell you what my translation is. This is my preferred translation. I have friends that go straight King James for the, you know, one of the closest original English translations. Got my church, and many friends use NIV. It's a little more modernized, a little more, I don't know, relevant to the way we speak today. And, you know, just for a summary of my opinion, I don't care what translation you use, as long as you're in the Bible. I think, you know, as I said earlier, the Holy Spirit is going to lead you to your interpretation. So, if it's the Word of God that you're reading, you're on the right track, you know. And I know that's a hotly debated thing. But let's talk about Matthew 21 through 23 in chapter 7. I said that a little backwards, but that's okay. There's a couple points here that I want to make. For one, this was one of the very first parts of the Bible that I read, and it truly stuck with me. And it was one of those periods of my growing faith that I realized, oh, I'm hooked. Oh, I'm hooked, and I want to know more, and I want to dive deeper. And I think many people struggle with opening that book, the Bible, reading it. You know, it's older, for one, so the style is different. It's not quite novel. So for folks to just open it and get into it and start understanding, I think it's intimidating. There's a lot in it. The structure is a little confusing. It's not chronological in all ways. So it's a challenge for those of faith to connect with Scripture, I think. So this being one of the first areas of the Bible that I read, and I said, oh, that stuck me. You know, that put a little spear in me, and it started twisting it around a bit, and I'm thinking, ooh, 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 and it's going on loops in my head, walking to the grocery store, and I'm thinking about Matthew 7, verse 21 through 23. What did Jesus mean here, right? Because I'm new in my faith at this point, when I'm first getting into this. I'm new, and I know that Jesus is my Savior at this point. And I know that I believe in Him. I know that He has a connection with me at this point. And that was a leap in itself. But I think we'll get further into that. I don't want this to turn into my own personal testimony. But just to give you a little bit of background on where I was at this point. I was a baby. I'm still a baby in Christ. But I was a baby. Newborn. Okay. So to have this moment of realization that Scripture is starting to speak to me was pretty cool, right? To put it simply, it was pretty cool. I remember being excited about it. And most people will tell you maybe it's scary, right? The last thing you want to hear from Jesus Christ, your Savior, is, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Frightening. It's a frightening thought. So, you know, I think certain things I took from this are what really became the driving force of me getting more involved in my learning and getting more involved in my development of my faith, finding a church and, you know, reading the Bible more and talking to those who are more structured or founded in their faith. This piece of scripture here, at first, showed me what I think most non-believers in modern-day Christianity see from the outside. Right? you're not quite involved in church, you're not quite faithful, and you're looking at modern day Christianity and you see a whole lot of works, but you see a whole lot of Christians that you may believe don't know Jesus. They don't act like Jesus. They're judgmental. They're angry, maybe, in some ways. I don't know. But I think it's not a long shot to say that most people, including Christians today, look at Christianity and see the whole body of individuals and say, yikes, there's a lot of them there who are not practicing what they preach. You hear the word hypocrite a lot, okay? So this verse kind of screens that. Jesus himself is saying, people are going to say, Lord, Lord. People are going to say, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out demons in your name and done many wonders in your name? You think of mega churches like Bayside. They're doing some wonderful things. They're doing some wonderful things. I just learned about a ministry they have for a local prison, Folsom Prison here in California that I live near. I just learned about some of the amazing things they're doing for the inmates there. And just creating a relationship and strengthening their faith. Doing some wonderful things. But Jesus here says, I might say to them that I never knew them. Depart from me. Right? So this like put a whole flip on my idea of Christianity. And what a great revelation it was for me, because I sit there and I say, okay, I don't need to focus on the works so much right now. Where I'm at in my faith right now. And it was such a timely revelation, because as I developed and where I'm kind of at now, I'm in a different mindset. But it's important to know. It's important to know how you grow in faith. That's what I find so interesting about this discussion, because I'm not at the understanding, at the interpretation I was when I first heard this. When I first heard this, I almost said, the hell with the works. It's kind of what I was feeling. I'm like, the heck with the works, man. I need to know Jesus, which is absolutely true. But we'll get into the works a little bit later and what I mean by that. We'll get into that a little bit later, but I wanted to make that point about how this bit of scripture had expanded, reinforced the outside looking in on Christianity, that hypocritical behavior that you see. And you kind of see this and you say, yep, Jesus warned us about this. Okay? And I'm not here villainizing any mega church or villainizing any person or anything like that. But it was helpful to know that my concerns and my disapproval of some of the things that I have learned of the church or have seen of the church or of those faithful people in my life, those concerns of mine were absolutely legitimate. And that was a great thing to know, that what they were practicing was not, in fact, the way. And I say that loosely, because ultimately the belief is, at this point in my walk, that I nor you understand where anybody's at in their walk, where anybody's at in their faith. So to just judge them based off of your initial impression is a little harsh, and I don't think that's very Christ-like in itself, right? So, but I think you're getting my point with that. It's important to recognize the ability to know that modern-day Christianity and some of the people you know that are faithful might not be the way. I'm gonna reinforce that a little harder. They aren't the way. We know what the way is, right? So Jesus is saying here, in simple terms, that simply professing your faith, right, with your lips, doing things because the Bible says so, is not the same as knowing Jesus and developing a relationship with Jesus. It's important to not get that mixed up. Because as a person, and where I was at that point, you're trying to figure out how you can now serve the man that saved you. Right? Put in simple terms. And I'll get into my personal testimony maybe in an episode soon or something, because I think it's important to share that with you guys that are listening. You know where I come from. Right? Especially maybe some family and friends that may listen in on this. I know I haven't really shared it with many people. It's personal to me. It's powerful. But I know when the time is right, when the Holy Spirit leads me, I can put it into words maybe properly. Right? But at that point, got a little off track there, sorry. But at that point, I wanted to figure out a way to serve. I wanted to find a church. I wanted to get involved. I wanted to do a lot of things. And I think, of course, that's a great thing. But what this did for me was it said, slow down, bucko. Take your time with this and continue to talk with Jesus. Continue to pray. Continue to find the guidance that you need now. You're fired up. You've been pulled out of a rut. Jesus and the Holy Spirit have guided you to where you are now, and you're excited and you're fired up. My grandmother on my mom's side had said something to me about, if she listens to this, she's going to laugh because I'm going to mangle it. She said something about a pink elephant or something. Pink elephant. I don't know if that's what it is, but essentially the moral of what she was telling me, I was fired up on a conversation on the phone with her one day, and she told me, Stephen, I want to not scare you off or make you think, you know, anything crazy, but be advised that there is a phase of your faith where you're going to feel on top of the world, and you're going to want to tell everybody about this pink elephant. You're going to be, you know, super excited about it. And then after some time, that, I can't believe I'm saying pink elephant because I don't think that's what it is. Forgive me if that's not what it is. But, you know, at some point, it's not going to be as exciting for you to share this because you haven't continued to dive into your relationship. So you get this huge epiphany, I guess, or this huge Damascus Road experience, if you're familiar with that Paul experience, that Apostle Paul experience, you know. And you go tell the world. And then you don't nurture it, and you don't allow it to grow, and you don't remain faithful to the extent that your faith requires to thrive. So after some time, it's like, okay, well, back to normal. Right? So the importance of not being content with my faith and consistently working towards pleasing Christ and Christ alone was the big revelation at that time. Through this passage alone. And this brought a lot of questions. This brought a lot of internal faithful exploration through prayer, but also through, you know, small adjustments in my habits. You know, whether that instead of scrolling on the internet, you know, whether it be Facebook or Instagram Reels or TikTok or whatever we're using for ridiculous stuff, right? Like the DIY stuff that you're never going to do. I started to kind of search for Christian-based content. Just a little something. And this stuff was mostly not hidden. But there was always little things that would hit hard. And I'd go, ooh, 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 I like that. Ooh, ooh, let me find that scripture and let me read the whole chapter. So that little shift in habit had taken me on a learning journey. And this is all by myself, right? I haven't found my church at this point, so I'm literally starting to learn how to walk in my faith at this particular moment because of Matthew 7:21 through 23. I think we all have probably a scripture or two or three that we can recall way back to when we started our walk in faith and say, that's the one that stuck with me. Now, at this point in the conversation, you may be wondering, where are we going with this, right? Well, where we're going with it is the intent behind the faithful form. This is the first episode. I'm going to keep it pretty short here because we got a lot to talk about here soon. But I wanted the first episode to really explain why I'm doing this, why I think it's important, and what got me to personally get so involved in my faith and explore a little bit more. And I use this one passage, and of course there's many. Of course there's a whole lot of books in there, a whole lot of passages and verses that we will be talking about. You know, it's not like I just hung on to this one passage and never read another one, don't get me wrong, but this was the catalyst. And you'll find throughout the faithful form that I hang on to scripture throughout our conversations. The point of the faithful form is to stay in the Word, you know, continue fellowshipping, and to constantly seek and accept guidance from the Holy Spirit. This is a vital aspect as faithful people. Another criticism, I think, from people is we're Sunday Christians, right? We're once a week we go to church, and maybe some of you don't even do that, right? Which is okay. You know, wherever you're at with your walk, it's totally fine. But it is vital that you are constantly nurturing your spiritual needs. And I think that is the purpose. We want to continuously explore and have conversations, keep us fresh in our understanding and interpretation of our faith. We can't let this stuff get lost. We can't let this stuff become insignificant. Our faith should be the most significant aspect of our lives. We need to really put into stone here, at this point in our lives and at this point in human history, it has never been more important that we solidify who we are and what we believe and what our purpose is. If you're a faithful person, or maybe if you're almost faithful, I'm sure you're at that point where you're starting to realize everything else that's happening in the world right now is not going to lead you to the peace, understanding, and contentment with your purpose. A job's not going to do it. A person's not going to do it. Science isn't going to do it. You need to have a deep spiritual faith that you're here for a reason. You are here to accomplish something beautiful, something that transcends your understanding of the world around you. So, that's the purpose of the faithful form. that's what we're hopefully going to be able to accomplish together. And it's not always going to have to be directly scriptural. It's not going to always have to be directly Christian in nature. You know, let us not forget there's a whole world out there that we are in. Whether we like it or not, the world is there. There's some big things going on. And to be able to establish a Christian conversation, Christian perspective, is very important. We got to keep up with the times as well. You know, I think we've made that mistake a few times in history, especially modern, recent history. As Christians, we're kind of falling back in our ability to provide leadership that's relevant to modern times. We want to so quickly separate ourselves, because the truth of the fact is that the Holy Bible does not change, right? So that's our obviously main deal. That's our structure. That's our understanding of the world around us. So, but let that not take us away from providing leadership, from providing perspective. We use the transcendent God that we worship as our base and His Word as our structure. How do we use that as our driving force to confront the world around us? Without, you know, being hateful and judgmental and all these things, because it is obvious we are supposed to be very loving. Not supposed to be, we are to be loving, understanding, compassionate, good. I guess that will sum it all up. Good people. We're supposed to walk as children of the light, as Paul says. So, with that, I want to leave you with one quote from Billy Graham, the great Billy Graham, rest his soul. Billy Graham says, "I have never known a man who received Christ and ever regretted it." That's what I'm going to leave you with here. This is really an episode to get the ball rolling, folks. I'm excited to see where this leads. Be working on getting some guests on the show. Be working on getting your engagement. I want to hear from you, my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. I want to hear from people that are on the fence. I want to hear from people who are even maybe against Christianity. This is time to talk, right? We got a beautiful life we're living here. Beautiful life. Let's not let it go in the blink of an eye, and one day we're waking up at whatever age, 80, 90, if we get that lucky, and we go, "Man, I was just doing the rat race. Did I honor God? Did I strengthen my faith? Did I make a significant impact on those I love?" So, we have that opportunity. And you know, it doesn't, I'm not saying this is the only opportunity. There's so many great things out there you can get involved in, but I hope you choose to spend some time here in the Faithful Forum and have some discussions, because I'm excited about it. I love you guys. I hope you have a very blessed day. I hope you have a very blessed week. And we're going to be back soon with the second episode. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but it's going to be a good one. We're going to be getting right in, okay, to some real meaty situations. So if you haven't yet, go ahead and give us a little subscription on the YouTube. Give us a little follow on the Spotify. I think we're getting on Apple's podcast here soon. Maybe this episode I'll be able to get it going. But if there's any way you can support, please do. And I recently launched a Discord as well, which I haven't got a custom invite link for that yet. So if you're interested and joining the Discord. If you use Discord, that will be my main communication platform where this kind of brings us together. It's going to be the hub. Okay, somebody's got some suggestions, somebody's got some comments, and I'll be pulling a lot of stuff from there. So if you don't have a Discord, get one and join. Contact me through either Spotify. You can contact me through text, email. I'll have all the information in the description. So just contact me if you're interested in joining the Discord. Pretty soon here, I'll make it a lot easier where you don't have to contact me, but I don't mind. Much love. Have a blessed day. Have a blessed week. Thanks for stopping by. We'll talk to you soon.